You're listening to SBS News.
The land of the free and the home of the brave, or so their anthem goes. But the United States is also the land of the world champions as far as women's football goes. They began the defence of that title against Thailand in Group F. The Thais were not expected to provide much work for the champions. What ensued was something far in excess of that. The US got off to a very good start, as the 3-0 scoreline at half-time indicated. But that was just the precursor to a second half that was nothing short of a footballing bloodbath. The United States scoring 4 goals in a 6-minute span shortly after half-time, on their way to scoring 10, yes, 10 goals overall in the second half. The final score, 13-0. It's a record-winning margin in a Women's World Cup game. 7 different players scored goals for the US. The star was striker Alex Morgan, backing up her glamorous off-field image with an on-field performance that also couldn't help but grab attention. She showed great skill and ability to use both feet to score 5 goals, equaling the record for most goals by one player in a Women's World Cup match. Morgan says her team came into their opening game wanting to put on a spectacular show.
We really just came into this game, really wanted to showcase ourselves and what we've been preparing for and what we've been working on, and I think we did that, but every goal matters in this tournament, and so that's what we were working on this game, and we got a lot of attacks, and I think that we were really clinical in the number of attacks that we did get.
Despite the scoreline, Thailand's coach, Nungratai Srettongvian, says the US players were gracious after the match, seeing the Thai players were disappointed and encouraging them to keep fighting. Disappointment too for New Zealand. The Netherlands had more shots at goal in the Group E match between themselves and the side known as the Football Ferns, but the New Zealanders had some good ones, including one from Olivia Chance that hit the frame of the goal. However, the Dutch ultimately prevailed. 1-0, the goal, painfully for the New Zealanders, coming in the second minute of second half injury time, a headed effort from close range by substitute Jill Roard. New Zealand coach Tom Sermani, formerly the coach of the Matildas, says his team still has to look at the positives from the game, despite the heartbreaking finish.
I think we've just got to look at the positive things that we did. You know, we had a game plan, and I thought the players adhered to the game plan magnificently, and their effort and their courage and their discipline was first class. So what we've got to do is take those positives away from the game, not let the heartbreak of that late goal determine what we do going forward, but actually look at the 90 minutes as a whole and what we did. And I think when we do that, we come away with a lot more positives than we do negatives.
The day's other game came in Group F. The matchup between Chile and heavily favoured Sweden was interrupted for 40 minutes in the second half due to a lightning storm. That was unexpected. The result when the players finally got back on the field, however, was not, although it did take until the 83rd minute for Sweden to finally break through and score. Kosovari Aslani scoring from broken play in the penalty area in the 83rd minute. The result was sealed by a delightful dribble and shot by Madeline Yanogi in second half injury time that brought a second goal. 2-0 Sweden the final score. Aslani says her team got the result they deserved and weren't particularly bothered by the delay.
Första halvlek att vi hade matchen och vi skapade chanser hela tiden, men vi lyckades inte sätta dit någon, och sen
we felt we had the game under control in the first half. We created a lot of chances but couldn't finish them. And then the game was interrupted. Typically it always rains when we play. But we headed back into the changing room and had time to recharge. We didn't want to lose 3 points or drop points in this match. We really wanted to win and felt we were the stronger team. It was great when we finally got our 2 goals.
Sweden faces Thailand next, late Sunday night, whilst Chile has the unenviable job of having to play the United States early Monday morning. The second tranche of matches in the group stage starts on day 6 of the tournament. First up, it's a crucial game in Group A for 2 teams who lost their opening match, as Nigeria takes on South Korea. The Koreans start favourites to win, but not overwhelmingly by any means. In Group B, Germany, the number 2 ranked team in the world, plays Spain. They come in favourites to win that game, although their cause is hurt by the loss of playmaker Jennifer Marriage. Azerbaijan. She will miss at least the remainder of the group stage after breaking the middle toe on her left foot during Germany's opening match, a somewhat laboured 1-0 win over China. German coach Martina Voss-Tecklenburg says Marijan can't be adequately replaced, so the Germans will have to change the way they play without the 27-year-old midfielder.
Jennifer Marujan kann man nicht ersetzen.
Well, Jennifer Marujan will not be able to be substituted because she has special features. So for us, that means as a team that we have to try to compensate the losses to make sure that the players who are on the pitch are getting their support and to adapt the way we play and to make sure that we will find the right means to tomorrow. It hurts to not see her play because it was a special tournament for Jenny, so it affects her not only in a sports manner but also on a personal level.
The final match of Day 6 sees hosts France in action again, this time on their own Riviera. They will enter their match against Norway in Nice, heavy favourites to make themselves 2 wins from 2 games in their home World Cup after their opening night thrashing of South Korea. Meanwhile, the Matildas continue preparations for their second match of the tournament. They've relocated to warmer conditions in Montpellier, where they will play a crucial match against Brazil on Friday morning. Defender Carly Roastbakken says there's still disappointment over the way their opening match against Italy went, but she says it will provide motivation when they step onto the pitch against the Brazilians.
Yeah, the girls are obviously gutted for the first loss, but as it is, it's the first game and you've got to deal with these things in football. But I definitely think it'll fire them up and they'll be ready to go and get that win.
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.